Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Audible, the leading provider of audio content on the internet. With Audible, you can enjoy books freely wherever you'd like and doing whatever you'd like. Download a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial by visiting audible.com/bangbang today. That's audible.com/bangbang. Comedy Death Ray, Comedy Death Ray, Comedy Death Ray, Comedy Death Ray. Indy 1031. Oh, welcome. It's 12 noon PST. What does that mean? That means Comedy Death Ray is here. My name is Scott Aukerman. I'm your host. For the entire hour, we have an exciting show today. We have comedian Howard Kramer returns to the program. He was here just a mere 6 episodes ago, I believe, but he's back. He has more to talk about. We just couldn't contain him the entire last show. Also, Nick Kroll is here, but... Oh, and Doug Benson, I forgot to mention him. He's always here, but he'll be here in person doing other movies. But first, let me turn my attention to the man in front of me. My co-host for the entire hour, the madman himself. Do you like being called that?
God.
From it. TV's Mad Men, John Hamm is here.
You're way better than that, Scott.
Am I?
You are way better than
that. Am I, sir?
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming, man. Now, feel free to speak directly into that thing in front of you, which is a microphone.
Am I too low?
I know normally you would wear a lavalier type of microphone that would be on your chest, and you wouldn't have to worry about speaking right into it. Is that kind of the Mad Men style, speaking right into a lav?
Yeah, no, we try to do that. A lot of people complained and said it looked a little fakey, but that's just, I think that's how they did it in the 60s.
Was the lavalier microphone invented in the 60s?
It was invented on our show.
Really?
In 1963.
Don Draper invented it.
Yes, he did.
Why would he invent something like that? For a commercial?
It makes your voice sound cool. Why not?
Now, John, it's great of you to be here because I know that yesterday you had a big day. You had the Emmy nominations were announced. I don't think that's any secret to Hollywood.
No, I don't. I think it's weird. Sometimes Hollywood likes to pat itself on the back.
Really? It's Hollywood's night to shine.
Television's night to shine, as evidenced last year by the excellent Emmy broadcast featuring 5 of the greatest reality show hosts of all time. Will celebrating 60 years of excellence in television.
Just putting the exclamation mark on those 60 years.
Finally. The show was nominated yesterday for 16 Emmys.
16 Emmys!
The most of any dramatic television program.
But not the most of any program.
No, that's not. That's true.
Because 30 Rock got 22, of
22.
Which you received one.
I did.
How does that work? You're on Mad Men! I don't get it.
Scott, I was also on 30 Rock.
That all makes sense now.
Now you get it.
So you were on 30 Rock portraying Liz Lemon's boyfriend.
Adorable neighbor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were adorable.
Yes.
I forgot about
and
that.
And we were boyfriend and girlfriend.
For 3 episodes.
For 3 episodes.
You actually did a lot more than some guest stars do. Some guest stars pop in for
in
a
and
day.
Out. One shot.
In their Emmy bid.
Right. And they get it.
And then they get it.
Yeah, they get that.
I believe Conway.
Tim Conway was a one and done. Year. Carrie Fisher. Did she win or did she just get
She should have won. She was very funny.
She was funny. But no, it was just dumb luck, and I was hosting Saturday Night Live, and I think
heard of it.
Tina and Robert Carlock, the other executive producer on the show, had an idea for a story arc, and they
That's the first thing you need when you're doing a show.
I think Joe was just talking about it on Barely Legal. Just you need
Let's
more
not
ideas.
Mention him. Let's not mention Engineer Joe.
He is right next to you.
I don't want to talk about him.
Fair enough. You guys are holding hands. I thought it was cool.
His show is done. He had his hour to shine. Now we're talking about you.
Fair enough. But no, and they literally called me in my dressing room at
literally
SNL.
In your dressing room.
I was literally in my dressing room.
Wow.
Dressing, and said, would you be interested in doing something like this? And I had been a fan of the show for a long time, and I said, sure, I would love to. And
Been a fan of the show for 20 years.
For 20, 25 years.
Yeah,
of 30
before
Rock.
It even was on the
and
air.
Way before. Just a fan of the building, mm-hmm. 30 Rockefeller Center. I had a collection of 30 rocks.
Really?
That I was really just sort of protective of.
I remember at one point you got 31 rocks, and you just labored over which one to throw away.
Yeah, you know, it was it's too many rocks.
Too many rocks.
30 is perfect. And anyway, so yeah, so it worked out. And the good thing about our show is that we have these gigantic hiatuses.
Right.
And I was able to do it, able to throw it in.
Fantastic, and it paid off for you. This is your third nomination?
Third Emmy nomination.
So you, second and third,
second
we should
and third,
say.
Yes.
Which one do you consider your second, and which one do you consider your third?
Good question.
Isn't it, though?
It's a great question. It's a question without an answer, really.
Oh.
No,
that's a great song title.
Question without an answer?
Yeah.
Really?
Really, yes.
I don't know. They're all equally...
You going to win this year?
No. Absolutely not.
It seems to me like there's more people nominated this year than there usually are.
That seems to
are.
Be a trend, too.
Yeah, because like, they're doing just, it in the Oscars.
They're doing it in the Oscars.
Just like, let's throw shit against the wall is what they're trying to say.
I don't really
not
understand.
Not that you're the shit.
It. Well, in that argument, I would, in fact,
oh,
be shit.
That's true.
if you really look at what you just said,
maybe.
You've just called me shit.
I'd rather not.
But no, it's I don't know why. They seem to be adding more and more. Last year they had six, I think, in our category and only five in others. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it's fine if you feel like the people in the categories, which I do, are deserving. It's nice. Mm-hmm. It's nice for people to get recognized. It feels really nice for somebody to say we consider you one of the top performances or most meaningful performances. But at the end of the day, it's a race for acting ability, which is ludicrous.
It's
on
hard,
its face.
Hard to describe. You're up for an Emmy. I know that they also have a great category, Best Commercial. Very excited about that category.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
They have a Best Commercial category.
For television excellence.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't, you know, personally, I feel the only commercial that was ever deserved of an Emmy is Where's the Beef?
Sure.
Because you say that anywhere and you get a laugh.
And just anything featuring Clara Peller.
That's true.
God rest her soul.
Good pull. We're going to have more with John Hamm here. Now, your duties as co-host.
Are we going to commercial?
We play songs on the show.
Oh, songs.
You've heard the show before.
No, not familiar with it.
You texted me
no,
about
I
one
did.
Song.
You're right.
Come
no,
on.
I did. Howard
don't,
was
don't be an
coincidentally
a-hole.
On
That's
it,
right.
The time I heard it.
You brushed up on your Howard previously.
I sure did.
In
the hallway.
Your duties as co-host is to be kind, to be gentle, be a welcoming presence.
I like that.
Jump in as much as possible.
Okay.
You're a quick guy. You're I don't know why you aren't in the comedy category for Mad Men, because it's a great comedic performance as well. I think it's
easily as funny as Californication.
Yeah, that's true. Easily. Perhaps 10 times as funny. all right, so we're going to go to our first song, which is by our next guest. This is Dragon Boy Suede, Howard Kramer, You Won't Sass Me Like That, When I Can Summon Wolves. We'll be right back after this, Indie 1031. You won't sass me like that when I can summon wolves.
Standing alone by the edge of the woods. What am I doing? Something not good. I'm practicing a skill of a unique kind. How to summon wolves with my mind. Yes, that's too much. It drives me nuts. I've asked you to stop. You won't let up. But we'll see if you keep talking sass when you're strapped in the wrath of a wolf attack. Ouch. One's nipping at your arm. Ouch. One's nipping at your leg. Ouch.
One's lunging at your shoestrings, causing you to rethink the way you do things. In a while, you will lose that smile when they get up on your Jack London style. Then you'll regret all the crap you pull. You won't sass me like that when I can summon wolves.
You never listen to me. All of them, you never do anything. God, you wear. You eat like a pig. You better wear that. You forgot our 11th month anniversary. Duh.
If you sass in my apartment, I dial up the wolf department. I got pizza guy, they'll arrive in 30 minutes. When the pound pulls up outside, I buzz them in. And if you sass at the water park, you'll hear the bark of a water shark. But the shark to the wolf in a shark disguise. And he's coming for that ass on the water slide. Then you'll know not to disrespect. Then you'll know keep that lip in check. Then you'll know to be very careful. You won't sass me like that when I can summon wolves.
You drive like crap. Breaking. No, slow down. Put your phone. Get off this guy's ass. We'll never get there.
Never put your blinker on. Turn, turn, turn.
Wolves to the front. Wolves to the back. Wolves circulate and wait to attack. Wolves to the front. Wolves to the back. Wolves circulate and wait to attack. Wolves to the front. Wolves to the back. Wolves circulate and wait to attack. Wolves to the front. Wolves to the back. Wolves. Wolves. Yeah, I've been able to save it up. So far, I'm not into summoning a raccoon in this world. This girl might have been a coincidence, but the raccoon was a definite summon. And he looked mean, you know, he had fangs, he was pretty vicious. So, pretty sure as I perfect this methodology, it'll be time for you to watch out for the
wolves, 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 and you want wolves. See, that's a perfect example of jumping in when necessary.
I did it.
I love it.
All by myself.
All by your big boy self.
I know. I'm so intimidated with all these comedians here.
It's pronounced comedians.
Sorry.
Okay, Indie 103.1, this is Comedy Death Ray, and we have the person who just... Do you call it sang that song or rapped that song or hip-hopped that song?
Wait, isn't your,
aren't you on? What's happening? Oh, sorry. You're on mic 4, is that correct?
I guess.
What's going on? Oh, wait, okay, talk one more time.
Hello.
He's here!
He made it!
Thank you.
Howard Kramer is here, Dragon Boy Suede. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well.
It's a pleasure to have you back, a return performer to the show.
Yeah, I'm surprised I'm back this soon.
Oh, well, we love you here. Now you've been traveling around, you've been touring a lot, with your album Master of Pheromones.
Right.
You just, not just got back, but you did South by Southwest this year.
I just got that title.
Good, right?
Thank you.
It's a good one.
It took me like that long to process it.
Yeah. Master of Pheromones. Yeah. If we were at South by Southwest, you were there too, weren't you?
I believe I was. I was, putting together some Comedy Death Ray shows there that you performed on.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. I don't know who the food backstage was strange. It was shepherd's pie and bananas. Do you remember that?
That was very weird.
That was weird.
They said to us, there's a local restaurant who's interested in getting you food, and they brought it backstage, and it was shepherd's pie and a plate of bananas.
Yeah, a lot of them.
That's good producing right there, Scott. Good job.
It would have only been
weirder if the bananas were cut up into slices and just put on a plate in a happy face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have definitely wondered about that. I didn't even have that much information. I just came off stage. It seemed like a good, normal, successful show. And then all of a sudden, I'm faced with shepherd's pie and bananas. And there was a girl from the festival there. And I was like, is this what we're going with? And she's like, yeah, shepherd's pie and bananas. Dig in. And then I asked her. I was like,
maybe it's a local custom.
It could be. But I lived in Austin for eight
years. Yeah, nothing says Texas like shepherd's pie and bananas.
What I thought was maybe there was like an English band in the festival whose drummer was a monkey, and that somehow
pretty
they
sure
had,
that's racist on several.
They had
levels.
Our food. Yeah. Damn it! I can't not be racist.
Anything else happened there that you?
And I saw like 400 bands.
Oh yeah, now you're a big music fan.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bands there at South by Southwest. They all want to get your attention. They all want you to play them. I get a lot of bands wanting me to play them on this program. There's one particular band that writes me every week that I have to listen to at some point.
You too.
Yes, you too.
Damn that.
Howard, I've not been to South by Southwest, but I did go to school in Austin before it became this enormous multimedia craziness. Do you pick bands that you've seen before, or do you go to pick to see bands that you've never heard of? How, what is your decision process?
Well, I think I...
Because I get overwhelmed.
Yeah, it is overwhelming. But what I do is pick a few bands that I like, and then I go to those shows, and they're completely full, and I can't get in, and then I start wandering
next door.
Around. And, yeah, go next door and see whoever's there. And that's a lot of times how you make great discoveries.
That's true.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there's a lot of bands that want to get your attention there.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, it's fine if, like, you're booked in the festival, and then there's, like, other satellite festivals, and then there's just the people that, like, stand on the street. And then, they like I'll be walking by, and a guy will be like, "You like hip-hop?" And I'll be like, "Yeah." And then he starts to, like, put headphones on my head and have me listen to his, you know, demo that he made and, you know, buy copies of it.
And at what point after that does the scalp rash go away that you get from those yeah, disgusting headphones that have been
I love
on
that
4,
band,
000.
Scalp Rash. Scalp Rash. That's my favorite.
That doesn't bother me.
Are they still
me
together?
I believe so.
Good for them.
They're down a member, but they still keep going.
Scalp Rash.
I believe he got a bit of scalp rash. Had to drop out of the group.
Poor guy.
I like to go to, like, Ross Dress for Less's and try on all the baseball hats. So the rash didn't bother me that much.
That's good. You build up a tolerance that way.
Yeah.
What's one of your favorite bands? I know that you like sort of classic rock in a way, as well as hip-hop, but I know... do you like stuff like from the 70s or?
I don't know. For, like when I was coming up, it was all like American punk bands. Mm-hmm. Like This Man Over Here, and I loved.
Thank you.
Let's not talk about Engineer Joe, please.
Husker
Leave
Du
him out of this.
Black Flag and Replacements and Dead Kennedys and, you know.
Did you ever like bands like Kiss, for instance?
Oh, Kiss was a great band. I felt. I feel like they were. Helpful in forming my opinions.
In what way? What could you possibly be talking about?
Well, makeup tips.
I love hip hop, and then, you know, Biggie and Tupac got killed, so I felt bad for their young fans.
You didn't
fans.
Have anything to do with that, did you?
I did not.
Good.
Okay, good. Let's just establish that.
But I've been holding that close to the vest.
That you didn't have anything to do with
people thinking
yeah,
I might.
Just in case.
Yeah. But, you know, I felt bad for Kids because, you know, that's like their favorite musicians dying, which didn't happen to me because I was into Kiss, like you said.
Right.
No one ever killed Kiss. Like, you never turned on the radio and heard the rock group Kiss has been assassinated. At 3 p.m. today, a group of rival Jews dressed as monsters pulled up alongside Kiss's tour bus and opened fire. That never happened.
That never happened. What about the White Stripes? Do you like them?
They're I love the White Stripes. I wonder when they finally break up who keep the name, you know? Probably Meg. And then
probably
she'll
Meg.
Just audition for other lead singer, songwriter, frontman, guitarist, songwriter, visionaries who wear red pants. That's all she's got to find. Sammy Hagar will probably be first on the list.
That's
the Red Rocker.
That's the go-to guy, sure.
Yeah. The Red Rocker.
She may just start the... I kind of believe she's in her own band, in her own head. She's sort of like drumming in the half-make-believe retarded band in her head.
But she doesn't really want to be in.
Yeah, and then some guy has to play his technically proficient rock and roll over whatever she's doing.
All right. Yeah, oh, this guy. Fancy pants.
I don't even like drumming.
Here.
I had something else to do tonight. Whatever.
Well, speaking of bands, we're going to go to a band. This is another couple of Emmy nominees, Flight of the Conchords. We're going to come back with a little bit of Nick Kroll on the other side of this. Indie 103.1 Comedy Death Ray. That is the John Hamm, Scott Aukerman extended remix of that song.
It was just nominated for an Emmy.
Yeah, I believe it
Did
was.
Did you know that? I think it was.
You know, John, every once in a while we have interesting characters who drop by the studio. I'm a connoisseur of life.
You're a collector.
I'm a people watcher. Yeah. I don't collect rocks. I'm not infringing on your rock collection.
I'm not suggesting that the people collect around you like you
That's
are.
That's true.
You're like a magnet.
That's true. Okay. That's a good point. So every once in a while I'm out on the street. I see a fanciful gentleman and perhaps a gentlewoman. And I say, hey, would you like to come on to the air? I'd like to learn a little bit more about you. And this is a man that I met on Melrose earlier this week. Yeah, well, he's already in. He's sitting next to you.
I was scared. I didn't know. I was
you have no awareness of your personal space.
I have no peripheral.
This is Robert Brucia. How are you, my friend?
No, it would be very much my pleasure that I'm here with you.
thank you, I guess. Now, Robert, I met you on Melrose Avenue where you were doing a little shopping.
Yeah, I was at the Ed Hardy store, and that is where I buy T-shirts of dragons raping lions on skateboards.
There's a lot going on in a T-shirt.
There's a lot going on. It's like with me, with my career, it's like, you know, BlackBerry, it's like, bah, 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 yeah, let's do this, and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's very much my pleasure that I would be here in a radio situation that I could talk about the things that are have importance to me and things like this.
So, Robert, your name is Robert Brucia, but you're more commonly known by a nickname.
It's like my mom calls me Robert, my friends call me Bobby B, everybody else calls me Bobby Bottle Service because I like to do like bottle service, like vodka, like Ciroc.
Ciroc, yeah.
That's Diddy shit. Can I swear on this?
Yeah, sure.
Shit. That's Diddy shit. That's that good vodka.
Uh-huh.
You do that with orange juice or cranberry juice. And the idea with bottle service is like you go, you get your own little roped off session, and then you can buy alcohol at like 400% markup.
And that doesn't sound like a very good deal at all.
Yo, shut up, man. No, I'm kidding. Total respect. No disrespect, because I respect you.
When I met you, you were...
I love Jim Cramer, Mad Money, man. That show is... much respect for that show, Mad Money, B.
No, it's Howard Cramer, right, is the other guest in the Mad Men.
Right, Mad Money, yeah. It's like, I want to make money. It's like, get paid.
I
right?
see where
like,
you're confused.
Yeah, you know, I'm not confused. No disrespect, but I'm not confused.
Now, when I met you, you were chatting up at least three or four different women on the street, my gaze was immediately drawn to you because you had several beautiful and several not-so-beautiful women around you.
Yo, as they always say, it's like beauty is in like the eye of whoever is seeing that person.
They do say that. And
I've heard that.
What do you say when you approach a woman? I mean, what's your game like?
It's like I'll go up and be like, excuse me, no offense, but you're very beautiful. And then it's like, excuse me, do you date me? And that leads to another conversation about the possibility of us going on something like an ideal date. Like, I'll be like, excuse me, I would like to take you on an ideal date. And then it would be like, for example, like we would begin. I said, like, let's go. I would like to take you to Manhattan Beach to go like swimming with the dolphins, like preferably Dan Marino. And then, like, for example, we would go, I said, like, let me take you to dinner. Like, I want to take you somewhere good, like somewhere expensive, like Cheesecake Factory. And we go to the Cheesecake Factory and we would share like a tuna Oreo Parmesan or something like this. And I say, I'm going to cook you breakfast, right?
Mm.
Give him a little kiss. I'll cook you breakfast. Make you like an omelet with like goat cheese because like I care about food.
You give them a little kiss when you ask them that.
Yeah, a little kiss and let them know. It's like I keep my lips, I smear Vaseline all over my lips every night before
really?
I go for sleeping.
Just keeps them moist.
Keeps them moist, ready to just...
So when you wake up in the morning, you're ready to go.
I'm ready to go. It's like my lips are hydrated. It's like I'll just be like, voulez-vous coucher avec moi, right? In French, that means I want to eat your pussy.
I'm not sure about that. We'll check the veracity of that claim. Now, you live in Los Angeles, but do you travel around a lot? Or
yeah, it's like I'll take a girl. I'll be like, I want to take you traveling. I want to take you all over the world, like Florida and Cancun. like everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere that's possible.
Mm-hmm. It's like also, as well as in addition to, I pass a lot of my cosmopolitan time in Las Vegas. like, you know, like the rehab, the Sunday, like rehab, mm-hmm. you know, at the Hard Rock Pool.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. There are very important, interesting, intellectual people there on Sundays. And it's like nice because like you could dance and get heat stroke.
It is nice. What do you do for a living? I've never asked you that.
Well, it's like I'm a, as they all say, it's like I'm a jack of all cards, right? So it's yeah. like I do like all of it. It's like obviously like I'm a trainer.
Obviously, yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding, but I am. And then also, as well as nonetheless, like I also am someone who is like I'm a record producer, so it's good for me to be like here. It's like doing record producing. It's uh-huh. like making movies, making music, right? It's like hit me up on MySpace where like, you know, I do record producing. Also, I clean pools.
Is that, that's your main...
That is something that I pass my time with. It's something that is an occupational thing for me.
An occupational thing.
Yeah, and then also I do HR at H&R Block.
Human resources.
I didn't know that's when H&R Block started. I didn't know it was Human Resources Block.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
That's not the tax service place, though. Is that a different place?
No, that's the tax service place. Oh, it's like we service like your taxes, but like also
you service the human resources.
Exactly. It's like I'm a human with resources, so it is something that I would come and do that for you, Jim Cramer.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's
nice
good stuff.
Yeah, I'll have to get your business card.
No, I'm not gay, but that's cool, man.
Well, Bobby, this is all the time we have to talk to you, but...
Oh, if I could just mention my website real
quick. Sure, no problem.
www.aol.com.
We can find you there.
Yeah.
All right, Bobby. Well, that's Bobby Bottle Service. Thanks so much for dropping by. Let's go to a song. This is from Walk Hard. Let's Duet.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Mr. Cox.
You ready to sing one?
I'm always ready.
Well, all right. Here I am, a sneaking behind you.
You can always come in my back door.
Let's do it in ways that make us feel good. Let's do it and make that sacred. Put two and two together, perfect harmony we found. We know it's only natural, of course it's only natural. God knows it's only natural. Let's do it.
Let's do
make
it.
That deal, Sam.
Okay, Comedy Death Ray. We have the entire company here with us. John Hamm is here. Nick Kroll is here. Howard Kramer is here. Thank you so much for being here, fellas.
Thank you.
We're going to do a section of the show that we like to call Current Events Roundup.
What's it about?
That makes me think that I should have had a theme song for it. I said it so dramatically. Mm-hmm. Maybe John, you could sing something for me?
I've got nothing. I'd like to sing a song called I've Got Nothing.
Okay. Oh.
Current events.
Current events. They happen all the time. This is basically where we talk about what's going on in entertainment news with the fellas.
The guys.
What is going on? You know, we haven't talked about Michael Jackson in a couple weeks. Mm. Last week, we didn't talk about his...
Out of respect.
Out of respect for him, yeah. We had so much respect for him a couple of weeks ago.
So it was just like, you know, you want a class... He's a classy guy that was handled very classy. You want to treat it with the respect it deserves. So I get it. I get waiting.
With kid gloves?
With one sequin kid glove.
One singing kid.
You want to treat it with kid glove.
Now, he had his funeral the other day, which we didn't talk about, which was a classy affair. My favorite part was when Berry Gordy came out and talked about the story behind the Jackson 5. He said, and I quote, "Michael and the Jackson 5 showed up to the audition and blew us all away." He just had that pause in there. It was so perfect.
Nice hang time.
Did you guys watch the funeral?
I watched some of it on YouTube. And
it's on YouTube already?
Yeah, a bunch of
wow.
YouTube's pretty great like that. The my favorite thing is one, I think that Joe Jackson looks like if a California raisin fucked the devil. And I think all the Jackson brothers look like they cloned Carl Lewis and just shined him up a little bit and sent him out.
It was at the Staples Center, and speaking of Staples...
Did they have numbers, by the way, on how many people were in fact there?
I believe it was more than 10.
It was far more than 10.
Somewhere more than 10.
I think there was more than 10 helicopters there. It was like
there may have been.
We were right up the street from there, and they were that was craziness all day.
Because you shoot right up the street. Right, yeah.
Did you guys get the invite?
We did not get an invite.
Did you get nominated at least?
Did the funeral get nominated?
The funeral got nominated.
The funeral, or as I like to call it, the daytime Grammys, because that's what it seemed like to me.
That's funny.
It was at the Staples Center, and speaking of Staples, Al Sharpton was there, and he had his stomach stapled recently.
Did he really?
Yeah, he looks very svelte, very thin. Huh. And he said that Michael was not weird.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, your daddy wasn't weird. What happened to your daddy that was weird.
What happened was he became a weirdo. Yeah.
They manhandled me very roughly. My shoulder is dislocated, literally. It's hurting me very badly. I'm in pain all the time. See this arm? This is as far as I can reach it.
Now, that quote has to do with... I don't know what it has to do with, because he's not really making sense. See this arm? This is as far as I can reach it.
I can reach it.
But the Pepsi commercial was just released.
Oof.
Which, boy, that was frightening. Now, if you don't know about this, back in the 80s, I believe 85, centered around the Victory Tour, Michael and his brothers filmed a Pepsi commercial. His head was lit on fire by pyro, as they say in the biz. Not the X-Men character pyro, but pyrotechnics. And they just released the tape of that, where his hair is on fire. It is a harrowing accident.
How does that not come up out until now?
What, that pun, or...
how did no one mention that?
I'm sure the pun has been released previously.
He didn't expect the third degree, but that's exactly what he got. What do you think about that video?
I don't understand how we haven't seen that.
I know.
It just seems like...
out of respect to Michael, they waited.
They waited until he was dead.
He
Howard, did you see it?
I didn't see it. I don't know. I don't know. The guy could have been saved, you know? He just needed, like, a spanking and some Diet Sprite to settle him down.
He could have grown up normal if he had those two things.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
just
true.
Needed, you know, some oatmeal and a Ford Taurus, things to keep him
grounded.
A Ford Taurus instead of whatever the family drove around.
Instead of driving around in a roller coaster.
That's what he needed, yeah.
It is literally, though, you see his hair and you see it go up, and it's like you really get to see that soul glow. You know what I mean?
It really, really... Very
the
flammable.
The second time I've been in the studio and the last dragon has come up. That's very weird.
That happened to Gene Simmons. His hair caught fire sometimes when he was
really?
Blowing fire in Kiss.
Really?
Yeah, wasn't a big deal.
Because Gene was raised correctly.
Yeah.
With spankings and Diet Sprite.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, let's see, what else is in the news? Madonna stage collapse. Have you heard about this? Two people working on Madonna's stage show, the stage collapsed on them, two people died.
Ooh.
I think that's two people too many to die in the service of a Madonna concert.
Yeah.
I think a sprained ankle is too much in the service of Madonna.
Was it was Madonna at fault?
I'd like to think so.
I was going to say, can we say she was?
can
we start that now?
I'd like to think her caterwauling just kind of like loosened
a joint?
Some screws.
Loosened
Have you seen her arms? Whoa, really?
Huh?
You're going to let her loosen?
What?
What were you saying?
It's like getting a hand job from Madonna would be like getting a hand job from like a jacked 18-year-old boy. At this point.
Well, Madonna's penis is probably a little bigger.
Let's see, John and Kate plus 8 in the news. John Gosselin now dating his wife's plastic surgeon's assistant, something like
I think
that.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
It is really good.
I've decided to completely stop being mad at any of that. Like, I feel like you just have to accept it at this point.
Sure. I have a serious question. Is John Gosselin, is he Asian or does he have Down syndrome? I can't actually tell.
Good question.
It is a good question. Can we find out? Now, I can say that.
I've asked that about the whole continent of Asia.
I can make these jokes because my wife is Asian.
I can make these jokes because I am racist.
How do Asians breathe? Is it some type of gill system?
All right. No, I saw a tape of John Gotti. First of all, I was watching.
Are their kids their own kids, or did they adopt them? I don't know. No, they're all. The
they're.
Situation.
They're. If you can't see on the radio, he's being injected. They were.
It looked like you were texting.
Yeah.
For the record, Nick was miming being injected.
Yeah. So it's like it was the
fertility thing.
Yeah, fertility drugs. All so right. They got the twins that way. Then they wanted more, and they ended up with six.
Hmm, interesting more. Story. A little background.
I can't imagine why anybody would think that those people would somehow be weird or have trouble with their relationship or interpersonal skills.
I saw a tape of him the other day, and he was getting off a plane from going to see his girlfriend, and he was wearing a giant tiger on his shirt, an Ed Hardy shirt.
I think that's the Asian thing.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Wow.
That is not part of the show. That is Engineer Joe's doing. That is not sanctioned by Comedy Death Ray. No, you don't get to do it again. And you certainly couldn't do it a third time. Wait a minute.
Hey. It's almost like you were asking for it.
All right, well, that is the section of the show we call Current Events Wrap-Up.
I think we nailed it.
I think we did.
We crushed it.
What's the theme song for that? Here it is again.
I think it's bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bong, bing, bong.
We're going to go to a song. This is Chris Rock on Indy 103.1.
Black boy, make it jump for joy. Black boy, make it jump for joy. Son, I'm gonna do an overdose, egg, vines, and gums, fresh fish, and it's in toast. Black my lifestyle's ghost. When you see true enlightenment, to MCs, I incite in men.
And that is Chris Rock, Champagne. This is Comedy Death Ray. I'm your host, Scott Aukerman. I'm here with my co-host, John Hamm.
Hi, Scott.
Also, Nick Kroll and Howard Kramer are here. Let's do a little something called Entourage Wrap-Up. Track 11.
Oh,
track 11.
Oh, yeah.
11, actually.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
This feels good.
That went off without a hitch.
Yeah.
This feels good.
Turn it up. This is the part of the show where we talk about what happened.
Jerry Ferrara.
We talk about what happened on this week's Entourage episode. Let's break it down, fellas. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, that's going to be a little rough on me then.
But I did. I did see it as well.
Oh, Bobby Bottle Service is back. Hey, Bobby, do you like the show Entourage?
Oh, you kidding me? It's like my life. It's like I moved to LA for that it would be so that it would happen and that I could do acting.
Wait, it's because you want to be an actor when you saw the...
It just inspired me for doing acting.
Because their acting is so good on that
show.
No,
because it's sweet to have a lot of ladies and money for doing nothing.
That's what your life is like, John, right? As
totally.
An actor in Hollywood?
Totally. I mean, Entourage could just as well be a documentary about my life.
Okay, so spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Entourage, let's talk about what exactly happened on it. As far as
is this the second week or is this
is
the first
the first week? Season premiere. You have seen it.
Yes.
Okay, join in then.
I saw it on TiVo, so it was fairly fast.
Interesting.
Because you just go see if there's any boobs.
Oh, I see. No boobs this week.
No.
Oh, no, actually, I believe there were two.
Turtles?
That's a different section of the show. Turtles. That's a different section of the show, the Entourage boob wrap-up. We'll start doing that every week. But, okay, as far as I'm concerned, Entourage hit the ground running at full speed, 70 miles an hour. Let's see what happened in the show. Vinny passed his driving test.
Yeah.
We've all been wondering.
Hilariously, and solely for the point of having a hilarious story to tell on a talk show.
Which was a great talk show appearance. I believe that the Entre universe, as they call it, it's a separate parallel universe to ours because in the show, he goes on the Jay Leno show.
Which doesn't even exist
doesn't
anymore.
Exist anymore. And they're very excited that My Name is Earl just became a client.
Yeah.
that's
when you really want to pick up a show as in its ninth season.
And when it's been canceled.
When all of their residuals and money goes to the previous negotiators of the
contract.
When
basically all of the income stops. Yeah. That's when you want.
That's
it
when
to
you really
because
you're ready for that next one, which is always.
I think all the money from Earl goes to L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh, that's true.
It does indeed.
Let's not mention him. We don't want any trouble.
No kidding.
Let's see what else happened on the show. Eric, he rented a house.
Starting to spread his wings a little bit.
Yeah, boy. A lot of shows now would start, like Lost, for instance, would start off with explosions and characters dying.
Oh.
Entourage
That's not
likes
how they roll.
No, they like to start a little smaller and build through the season.
There was a prominent storyline featuring Lloyd.
That's right, Lloyd
also wants to spread his wings. I think this season of Entourage is going to be about spreading your wings.
That's true. Lloyd did not receive a new job. He asked for
a new job.
That's active for a show, right?
Who wants to see pasta made when you could see that water for 15 minutes boiling?
Sure. that storyline, I think, culminated with Lloyd waiting outside all night.
That's right, waiting. A lot of waiting on this show. A lot of shows would start at 100% for their season premiere. Entourage starts at 1%, and they're going to build up to 2% by the season finale, I think.
They did name check our show in the...
That's true. What'd they say about it?
Because Ari and the Gary Cole character, mm-hmm. the not-so-good agent.
Right, who's now a good agent or something,
now
I don't know.
Inexplicably awesome. We're drinking in the middle of the day.
Right.
And Lloyd came in to admonish them.
And, that's right. And
what is this, like Mad Men?
Did Lloyd just come in?
Hey, Lloyd. And Ari said, well, they do it on Mad Men. Those guys are doing all right.
How did that make you feel?
So proud.
So proud to finally
be... We've entered the entreverse.
The entreverse.
Will
you be appearing in the entreverse?
I certainly hope so.
What would you play?
I don't know. Like one of Vinny Chase's rivals?
Oh, I hope so. We have a clip.
Like Seth Green.
Speaking of the Emmys, we were talking about them earlier. Kevin Dillon, the role of Johnny Drama. Let's talk about it. He didn't do a lot this episode, but I can feel that he's got a lot going.
Now, did he steal Piven's nomination?
Well, he's gotten one for the past 3 years for that role, Johnny Drama, as you know.
Oh.
As we all know.
Sure.
He was well-deserved nominated for...
Jonathan Stephen Drama.
That's right. So we, our good friend Jason Wallner, who's the director of Human Giant, on his Twitter yesterday, Jay Wallner, he posted some of Johnny Drama's classic clips, some of Kevin Dillon's best acting moments from the show, and we want to go to one of those. Do we have that queued up, Joe?
Celebrating 61 years of excellence
in television. Let's hear a little bit of that. Johnny Drama, Kevin Dillon, Emmy nominee.
Whatever, I'm calling.
I bet my left nut you could not close Anna Faris.
Oh, gee, I bet I'd love to win. Shit. What happened? She gave me the wrong number.
Don't feel too bad, E. You're just a regular person, a civilian. Too bad she didn't hit me. We'd be fucking by now.
Get back, people, get back.
Yeah, that is Kevin Dillon. Oh, that is some acting.
Active acting.
Yo, is it possible for him to win an Oscar for that performance on television?
Bobby's back.
Bobby.
Not since The Sopranos have people acted exactly like how they act.
Off screen.
So many awards.
Yeah. All right, that is our Entourage wrap-up of the week. Let's do a song. This is Bruce McCullough. We'll come right back with Doug Benson live in the studio. Track 5. Indy 103.1. Indy 103.1, that is Bruce McCullough from Brain Candy. Oh, we were supposed to go right into it. Oh, we failed. Here it is.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Doug Benson in the studio. What do you got?
It always freaks me out, this part, because it seems like the song is still playing, but this is a bed underneath this.
That is a technical term for our listeners. We don't actually have a bed in the studio.
If we did, Doug would be in it.
I wish. John Hamm in a bed today on the Comedy Death Ray podcast. All right, so, of course, I like to review movies in 8 words or less, because who needs more words, really, to just get to it? Get to my dumb joke. So I wrote.
I think this intro could use more words.
I wrote on Twitter. I wrote on Twitter that Harry Potter and the Half Blood Prince should be Half Blood, formerly known as Prince. And then Scott.
I had Twittered that joke 2 hours
out to
earlier.
Me that he had tweeted the same joke. So we both are gay and not funny. And then the other one I thought of was
one of you is original.
Bam. I didn't read his and then write it.
Sure. Maybe didn't. I did. Smoked a bowl and just started stealing shit.
The other one I wrote was, we'll watch it on a plane and masturbate. And then, of course, I'd like to have Twitterers write some to me, and then I read them on the show. So here's some good ones that I got on Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Kava Music, at Kava Music, says, Dumbledore cock blocks Harry from some sweet waitress Poo-Tang. And I'm pronouncing that correctly. He wrote
Poo-Tang.
Poo-Tang.
What exactly?
P-U-T-A-N-G.
Is that anal?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
A little worried about his sexual preferences.
It's like Poo-Tang, but shittier. And some guy named Scream Dracula, could be a lady, wrote, Griffin Boar Huffle Suck Shitterin. That's good. I don't know what those refer to, but I knew it was good references.
I really wish he would have made fun of the Ravenclaw, though. That is a serious omission.
That sounds
really?
That sounds like medications at Hogwarts.
Yeah, or strains of weed. And then Dean Walnut.
Dean says,
no, don't say go Dean. This one I'm just reading because I was like, really?
Okay.
This is what you wrote to me as a review of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince? This movie sucks my hairy beanbag. Now, is there a magical hairy beanbag in this one? I haven't seen it yet.
I believe it is. Oh, yes. Okay. It all revolves
then
around that.
Then it makes
that.
Sense. That's pretty clever. Nice work, Dean Walnut.
Why didn't he say his hairy walnut?
Because he's probably run that one into the ground. All of his friends hate him for it, so he finally moved on to beanbag. He should change his Twitter name to Dean Beanbag.
And then, Dean Walnut.
There you go. Lean into the mic when you talk, Nick Kroll. And then at Oddvo said, three kids, an old dude, and a cup.
Pretty
I think
funny.
We have our winner.
Thanks for writing those in, everybody. There's no prizes.
Doug, if thanks are to be going around, thanks to you for coming in and doing this segment.
It was a pleasure to see you, gentlemen, in
we'll
this
talk to
banana
you next
factory.
Week.
Enjoy your shepherd's pie.
Comedy Death Ray will come right back with a little more Nick Kroll after this. And a boogie in your butt. Put me in your butt.
See you later.
See you later in your butt.
In your butt.
We should start saying that, John. See you later in your butt.
Maybe that was sort of prescient. He's like, I will see you later in your butt.
He was talking to the
transsexuals on
that
Santa
he allegedly
Boulevard.
Had hot anal sex with.
No. Anal.
We have a special guest here. Okay, here's what happened. Now, Indie 1031 is only on the internet right now. Several of you are listening to this via podcast from iTunes or an RSS feed, whatever that may be. But it used to be a station that was on terrestrial radio here in LA. Now it has been taken over by a Spanish language station, and we have one of the DJs who just kind of wandered in here and said he wanted to talk to us.
Come on in.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you, Scott Ackerman? Yo soy el Chupacabra.
Hello, Chupacabra.
The goat sucker. That means el goat sucker.
Yes, the goat sucker.
Goat sucker.
Sí. Estamos aquí en 103.1 El Gato.
Yes. So, Chupacabra, what brings you by the station?
Well, it be for me something very interesting to come and see how the white people do radio.
Learning anything?
Yes, I have learned. You do white piece on radio, you end up on the internet.
Kind of true.
Yes. But you can visit them on their website at 103.1.com.
.com.
.com. .com/ White Person Radio _ Alternative Comedy.
.html. Now, Chupa, can I call you Chupa?
Sí.
Or do I just call you Cabra? Or
you can call me Mr. Cabra or Chupa Chupa.
Chupa Chupa.
Chupa Cabra or Goat Sucker.
What is your show like that you do on Indie 103.1 now?
Well, it's a good show. We have people calling in all the time. Like, I will take a caller right now if I can.
Sure, can we take
a call? Let's go to the first caller. You're on the air.
Hola, yo soy un baby.
All right, we got a baby on the phone. ¿Qué pasa, baby? ¿Qué pasa, baby?
That's
¿Dónde están mis gafas de sol para bebés?
All right, he's asking, where are his baby sunglasses?
Yes, that's curious.
Where are his baby sunglasses? All right, Scott, the first caller to correctly identify where the baby sunglasses are will get the grand prize of an old pair of pajamas.
Are they baby pajamas?
They can be baby pajamas or regular size pajamas. If we could quickly, if John Hamm will do it with me, a quick advertisement for pajamas.
Okay, go ahead. Do the advertisement together.
Tengo cansado.
I am tired, but I want to wear clothing to bed, but I'm not allowed to.
Mi ropa está tan constricto.
That's why I wear pajamas. Do you want to wear a nightshirt, but you don't want to look like a lady?
Pajamas. La ropa más cómoda para
dormir. Así, pajamas. And that was the advertisement for pajamas.
That was great,
that's
Chupa.
That's a good advertisement.
You got a star to do it. That's
okay,
the key.
Okay, we got 17. That's right. We come pajamas. Sponsored by Johan. All right. Okay. Caller number three.
Caller number three.
Caller number
there?
Three. You on the air?
Hey,
Uh-oh, hizo mejore. ¿Qué pasó, mejore?
What does Mujuere mean?
Old man Juarez.
Oh, he's here, old man Juarez.
Did he look for the baby sunglasses on the baby face?
That's a good point. Maybe we should check in with the baby about that.
Probably the first place you should look.
Yeah.
Baby!
Go back to track one.
You're still on the air on line one, baby. Did you look on your baby face? That's right, baby. You can call an indie radio station, but you cannot conceive of light.
That is a good piece of business, Chupacabra. I commend you. What else do you do on your show? Anything else?
We have the traffic report.
Oh, let's hear that.
Okay, let's go to the traffic report. Enrique in the sky.
Hola, hay mucho tráfico hoy.
Okay, that was the traffic report.
Oh, really? That's how you guys do it. You just say there's a lot of traffic.
Hay mucho tráfico.
No specific freeways?
Why?
Or?
Is you like to, like, with a lady, you must leave mystery.
That's true. Well, Chupa, thank you so much for dropping by. Do you have any final parting comments?
Well, we have not read the jokes of the day.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, let's read the joke of the day. And then
the joke of the day. The joke of the day comes from Alejandro in Venezuela. And he writes, what is worse than finding a worm in your apple?
Okay. What is worse than finding a worm in your apple? The mind reels.
AIDS is worse.
Alejandro.
It's a debilitating virus. Cucurricu, cucurricu.
That is Chupacabra. Thank you so much for dropping
by. Thanks for coming by.
El placer fue todo mío.
Hopefully you'll come by another time.
Yes.
We enjoyed having you.
Okay, let's rise up against the white man. Goodbye.
All right, Indie 103.1, this is Comedy Death Ray. We'll be back with more. This is Will Ferrell.
Come on, girl. Yeah, it's me, Jackie Moon. Give me that look. That's right. Let's get sweaty. Let's get sweaty. I'm talking rainforest sweaty. I'm talking swamp sweaty.
From Semi-Pro, that is Will Ferrell. Okay, a little bit of business before we wrap up. Coming up this Tuesday at Comedy Death Ray, Summer Jam. Tickets are on sale now. Nothing more needs to be said. Summer Jam. That is this Tuesday. Go to ucbtheater.com to buy tickets. For those of you wanting to know what happened to the debut of my new single, I hyped it last week. Let me just tell you guys the story. I don't think that you know what it is. Basically, a couple weeks back, I debuted my new single, which is a parody of the Jeremih song Birthday Sex. And my version is Birthday Checks, which is all about the checks that your grandmother send you for your birthday. It was an instant hit. Now, flash forward, as they say in Lost, to 1 week later.
Sure.
And I'm at the Orange County Fair seeing a friend of the show, Al Yankovic. And he comes up to me and in as many words says, I heard Birthday Sex. It made me want to quit music. I want to hand over the reins to you and for you to continue.
A passing of the torch.
Passing of the torch. I heard it, and it immediately made me realize that I've wasted my life in music. In as many words, he said that.
Sure, sure.
He may have just said, I heard Birthday Checks.
Right, but whatever. The rest was the rest was
the rest was
clear.
Heavily implied or inferred by me. And so last week I talked about how this week we were going to debut my new single. I didn't say what it was. I will not say what it is, but that is going to have to wait for another couple of weeks because my collaborator, and I hate even saying collaborator because that may give you a clue as to what the song is, but she had to work all week. So we will debut that in 2 weeks. I will not be here next week. Jimmy Pardo, friend of the show, who hosted a very popular episode a few weeks back, he is going to be hosting next week, and I will return in 2 weeks with special guest Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover.
Who?
Yes, exactly. That's what all audiences across America are saying. I want to thank this week's guests, Howard Kramer. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Dragon Boy Suede.
DragonBoySuede.com. Do you have DragonBoySuede.com?
Yeah, .com.
That's on iTunes. Your Master of Pheromones on iTunes?
Absolutely, yeah. 12 new tracks.
12 new tracks. I got to get them. Nick Kroll, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Life and Times of Tim coming back?
Sure. Very
when?
Soon.
Do we know?
I think in September.
September.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah.
Don't scowl when you say it. And John Hamm, my co-host for the entire hour. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks
buddy.
For having me, Scott. It happened.
It did happen. It did happen, buddy. You know
it's
what I'm saying?
Now.
It's yeah. We're mid happen.
We are. What's the haps?
That's true. Like what's the haps in your butt?
See you later.
We had a great show. I want to thank everybody. Thanks to Engineer Joe. Thanks to Engineeress Stephanie. We will see you next week with Jimmy Pardo. Until then, this is track number 9. See you next week.
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real alone. There's no one, just me only. Sitting on my little throne, I work very hard and make up great plans, but nobody listens, no one understands. Seems like no one takes me seriously.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello, hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Hey, everybody. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Everyone knows that the holidays, it can kind of be a little bit hard on the pocketbook. Well, if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday gifts they want, they need, they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. That's right. I mean, you could teach a course in something. I could teach a course in podcasting. Well, who'd be interested in that? Let's be honest. Maybe not me, but you could. Sure, yeah. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. Here's what you do. You start with a professional layout, and then you upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content and then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or you can sell subscriptions. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you are ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/bangbang. You're going to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/bangbang.